Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is a $2 trillion package. Is this good for New Jersey and New Jerseyans?
It definitely is. It's going to provide much needed relief, first and foremost, to our hospital systems. It's almost like a Marshall Plan for hospital systems, putting billions of dollars into our state to help with our hospitals, our medical system, as well as our state itself, who is dealing with a lot of challenges. It gives money directly to localities in terms of help for police and fire departments. It gives money to actual New Jerseyans themselves, from cash payments to extended unemployment insurance. So there's a lot in this that's going to help everything from our small businesses to our larger corporations. And it's not a perfect bill. It's a result of compromise. But I'm very happy to see this finally move forward.
We spoke about a week ago, and you were looking for something much larger than this. So put this into perspective for us.
Well, again, we are seeing what is going to be the largest economic crisis of our lifetime, coupled with a health crisis that was obviously the trigger mechanism to the economic crisis. It's not a time for half measures. We should do as much as we can to get our economy back on track and protect the health and safety of our workers. So it did not go as far as I would like it to go. But at the same time, it is a record. It's the largest of this kind of aid package our country has ever seen, and will do a lot of good for millions and millions of Americans.
In terms of the cash payments, what do you suspect this does mean for New Jerseyans?
Well, look, to have a one-time cash payment is not what I wanted. I wanted it to be multiple tranches, depending on how long this crisis endures. But to get cash payments to our workers, frankly, is pretty significant. And the cash payments of getting basically $1,200 to every worker making under $75,000 a year, or $125,000, for a married couple, this is pretty extraordinary. Plus, for children as well, payments of about $600. So this is actually will make a difference. I've already had people who are stressed and worried about making rental payments or getting food on the table call me, really celebrating what this could mean for their family, from the cash payments to the unemployment insurance. Small business operators in New Jersey are going to see a lot of relief as well. So there's a lot in this that can alleviate the kind of anxiety and worry that's shaking my state right now, as tens of thousands of people are falling into unemployment.
Tell us about small businesses. How will this benefit them?
Well, it's going to make billions of dollars available nationally for grants and loans, and many of those loans, should they qualify, can be converted into grants and forgivable loans. And so from our smallest of businesses, mom and pop shops, to businesses with hundreds of employees, this is releasing a tremendous amount of resources, literally about $350 billion in loan forgiveness grants to small businesses and nonprofits, helping them maintain existing workforce and pay for other expenses like those fixed costs of rent or mortgage and utilities. And so there's a lot of different flexible programs that have been created. Many of them run through the SBA, and I'm very encouraged that this is going to help address a lot of the issues in the hundreds of businesses my office has been talking directly to over the last week or two.
We've heard a lot from Democrats through the Trump administration that New Jersey is not getting its fair share. What makes you think New Jersey will get its fair share, or is that a concern?
Well, let me be clear. New Jersey is the epicenter. New York and New Jersey combined are the top two states for people who have tested positive for this coronavirus. And so we must begin to get more resources from the federal government. There's no ifs, ands, and buts about it. We are at the epicenter of this crisis. And so we need more PPE, protective equipment. We need to get ventilators. We must have support. Now, this bill that I've been fighting for in the trenches over the last week plus is going to get a lot of financial resources. But every single day, this curve, this wave grows that's hitting our systems. And we are already at a straining point in our hospitals, as well as many of our first responders, our firefighters, our EMT, our police officers. And so I am making a urgent call out to our federal government to release more resources to the state of New Jersey and to prioritize our states based upon their needs. It is clear and it is urgent that my state must get the resources to meet this crisis.
Governor Cuomo earlier today said that the bill is terrible for New York State because the state gets what he thinks is a pittance compared to what it deserves. What makes you think New Jersey will get what it deserves?
Again, New Jersey and New York are facing a crisis, making up a significant lion's share of the entire state that there is. And so there's no feeling here. There's just facts. We have a crisis. It is growing in our region faster than anywhere else. The job of our federal government is to stand by communities in crisis and to get them the resources they deserve. There is no husbanding of resources. There's no rainy day holding back. We are facing a crisis right now, and our region must continue to demand from this federal government that we get the resources we need. This is the fight that we're having right now. This bill, I'm proud of it, and a lot of the good it's going to do. But right now, there are lives at stake, and New Jersey must get the resources it needs.
I guess what I'm trying to understand, is there anything specifically in the bill that would dictate which states get how much money, or is it more of the same? We have to go and say, here's the $2 trillion pot. I come hat in hand saying, I need my fair share.
Well, so there's two problems here. What this bill is making resources, critically needed resources, available to cash-strapped hospitals, to localities that don't even know how they're going to pay their firefighters and the police officers. That's based upon formula. That's based upon population. And New Jersey will get the resources it needs. But what I'm talking about in this moment of urgency, this is about supply chains and availability of resources. A lot of this isn't a financial problem. It is the fact that we have federal resources that are out there that are not being applied as quickly as they need to be. And so we're solving here in the Senate, thanks to a lot of hard work, getting funds released to critically needed communities. And I'm confident that New Jersey will get a considerable amount of the support that it needs in terms of financial support for individuals, small businesses, hospitals, and more. But the challenge today, as this wave grows and is hitting New York and New Jersey, the greater New York City metropolitan area, is we just have to move things like respirators from where they're not being used to where they're urgently needed. That's not necessarily a financial problem. That is a problem of prioritization. And our federal government must better prioritize the areas like New York and New Jersey that are getting hit hardest by the coronavirus in the United States.
We don't know how long this is going to last or what the eventual impact is going to be. Do you foresee perhaps down the line going back and saying we need more? And do you think that the Senate, Congress as a whole, what if the stomach for that?
There is a number of conversations already about having to come back for a COVID package 4. In other words, this is the third time the Senate, Congress as a whole has acted to get to push resources into our communities. But we know already that this could be a long and enduring crisis. If you look at China and South Korea, if you look at Italy, they're ahead of us, and they still have people generally under lockdown orders or some level of lockdown, of quarantining. If this lasts for a month, 2 months more, or even longer, it is very likely that we're going to have to come back and get to work to begin to make sure we respond to the needs of the United States of America. We are the strongest economic country on the planet Earth. We should be dealing with this crisis the best of the best. And so, again, we are in it right now. I believe we can do more. This bill went a long way. It didn't go as far as I think it should have. And I think it's likely that we could have to come back, marshal our resources to ensure that this nation makes it through what is going to perhaps be one of the greatest crises of the last 50 years.
Last question for you, Senator. For New Jerseyans who wonder, is the federal government looking out for me? What do you tell them?
Well, I am a one of the elected senators, two elected senators down here. We have put really good people, from our Congress people to our senators, to fight the good fight on the federal level. This bill that we produced, I fought to get a lot of priorities that are very particular to New Jersey. Things like mass transit support, we were able to get that into this bill to help our systems of mass transit that are now losing billions of dollars. We have good fights going on, and we're winning some of these battles. Right now, though, we have a president of the United States who so far has shown an incredibly poor response to this crisis. We saw it coming. He denied its severity, or denied, really, called it a hoax, denied it altogether. We lost precious time. There were mistakes around testing, getting testing kits, getting functional testing kits out there. There have been mistakes made. And so, again, we have to make sure that this White House rises to the crisis. And one of the best tests of this right now is, will he use the powers of the presidency to make sure that we don't get overwhelmed, where the demand for critical medical support is not able to be met because of the poor supply and resources we have? That is the test before the President of the United States. He needs to do more to make sure that the health and safety and well-being of this nation is strong. And so far, he is not doing everything he can do. I will continue as New Jersey's advocate here in Washington to fight for my state, because we are Jersey strong. We've seen 9/11. We've seen Hurricane Sandy. And we've come through it by standing together and working together. And the federal responses during those crises, Republican administration in 9/11, Democratic administration during Hurricane Sandy, we have worked together from the federal level to the local level in meeting those crises. This is the test right now, and I'm going to do everything I can to support New Jersey to make sure that we meet this test and overcome these challenges.
Senator, anything else you want to add?
The last thing I want to add is all of us have a role and responsibility in this. Our ability to be there for each other, whether it's making critical donations, if you have the resources, to food banks or to even local restaurant staff, this is a time that that we show our crisis. There will probably never be, God willing, a challenge as great as this. This is our test. Everyone should be rising to this challenge by showing grace and decency and generosity of spirit. That's what makes us special as a country and as a community. Please, all of us, do the right thing. Be disciplined in sheltering in place, personal hygiene, all of those things, and find ways in this time of crisis to be of service to others if you have the capacity to do so.
Senator, I thank you so much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.